prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 23 May 23. Welcome to the next broadcast. We'll bring up a few minutes. An old friend of mine. We go back a lot of years. More than likely to think about it. He was on my program back when I was on the one station right here in central West Virginia. 50,000 watt FM station I started on many years ago. He was one of my first guests some years into the ministry. He came up and told his story about being fired for praying on the field, football coach. How dare he? We're going to bring up Coach Dave Dubemeyer in a few minutes. We're going to talk about different topics. And as always, open line up for your phone calls tonight. If you want to talk to us second half hour, please do so. 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. And if I may suggest, and I'm just suggesting this, not because I'm the one that did it, but the last two teachings I did at Bible studies, this past Saturday and the two Saturdays before that, if I could recommend you get a copy of those, I'd like to do so. I really would. I mean that. You get two DVDs, or you can get CDs if you like, but I recommend DVDs because we do show some videos and different things. But I recommend that you get the one just finished, Duty Is Ours, and the one 2 weeks before that, folks, I recommend you get them. Melena spoke from Czechoslovakia, who lived under communism, sharing her story and what's coming down this country. She sees the same thing happening in America today. Those two are vitally important. Now, folks, I mean that. I'm not just saying, I'm not trying to sell DVDs. I'm really, truly not. You can get both. You can get both of them. It'll be 2 hours. And Phil may put the Christian Worldview News on it, too. It'll be a total of 4 hours. But anyway, 2 hours worth. If you want them, just tell me $12.50 for both of them. Sent to you, delivered to your door. That includes postage. I recommend them highly to you that you share them with your family. Make copies of them. Spread them around there to everybody you can, because we're living in a time that is no longer an option to be Mr. Nice Guy. We got to stand like Christ did and take a whip to the money changers. It's way past time the church got some backbone. Before getting though with our coach, I won't make mention last night. I told you we're clearing out the shelves on what's left of our Vitamir shampoo and conditioner. Well, we're down to two bottles of shampoo, the Tea Tree shampoo. Marsha loves that. We've got three bottles of the Tea Tree conditioner. We got four lavender conditioner, one Coco Cabana and one, conditioner, one Henna conditioner left. That's all I have left. And the regular price of all those together, folks, is $26. That's what it costs, shipping and all. $15 to you if you want them now, but order them now. And it costs between $9 and $12 to ship them. That's what it costs, folks, to send a pound of liquid today in the mail. And I'm serious about that. If you want them, call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Tell Lisa I want a bottle of the, I have, two tea tree shampoos, no more shampoo, the rest of it's gone. Three tea tree conditioners, four lavender conditioners, one Coco Cabana conditioner, and one henna conditioner. They're all available again at a big discount because we're clearing the shelves off. As I said before, I'll say it again, and I'm not just saying this. If things don't pick up pretty soon, we'll be wrapping this thing up in about 2 months anyway. But we want you to have them. We'll never use them all. We have some on our shelf here. We'll never use it all. So we put them for y'all to have it if you want it at a great discount. So just call. Let us know if you want it or not, okay? Again, our guest tonight is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer. He's been a brother of mine for many years, a fellow warrior for many years, and a personal friend. And to me, kind of a hero, folks, because he never quits. He gets tired. I get tired. We all grow weary. But we don't quit. We may stop and take a breather, but we don't quit. Even Christ took a breather in the mountain sometimes by himself. We have to take a breather once in a while. But we don't quit. Real warriors don't quit. They may get wounded. They may be hurt. They may be tired, frustrated, disgusted sometimes, but they don't quit. That's what warriors are. They don't quit till the time is up and the captain says, come on home. And Dave, am I telling the truth?
Yeah, Butch, but you're making me blush. If you're talking about me, you're making me blush.
I am talking about you. You're one of the few left that I know I can count on. If Dave says he's going to be there, Dave's going to be there.
Amen. Man's only
I appreciate
good as
that.
Word. Man's only as good as his word, Butch, and I'm reminded of the 23rd Psalm, which says, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. I struggle with that. Butch's been through a lot of stuff, as you have. And I was crying to the Lord one night. I said, you said goodness and mercy would follow me. What the heck's going on here? Everywhere I look, there's trouble. Fights everywhere I look. Where's that goodness and mercy? And Butch, the Holy Spirit took me to the woodshed. So there you go, thinking about you. He says, goodness and mercy follows you because you clear the path for everybody else to come behind you. You
Amen.
Clear the path, goodness and mercy follows you. Boy, that'll change your perspective, won't it, Butch?
Amen. That's a good, very good point. I never thought about it way before, but very good point. Excellent point. And you're right. You're absolutely right. Prayerfully, we'll leave behind something that people can follow and can grow from and produce fruit for Christ. That's the whole idea. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Somebody plowed the road for you and me, didn't they, Butch? And, you know,
they did.
You look at the condition of America, and you think back to Niemoller and all those guys who stood up and laid down their lives. You think about the founding fathers and those guys who died and hanged. And brother, they laid it all down that we might that this nation might live. And look what the heck we're allowing to happen to it today, Butch.
Oh, I know exactly. I'm you know, Coach. I'm really glad that my dad went home to be with the Lord before that we got this condition. He died in 2016. He fought World War II. He was a prisoner of war, and he was wounded. And when he realized what happened during the war, how he got conned into that war like I did Vietnam, it broke his heart. But it's just the way it was, and it's the way it is, and there's nothing to do about it now. That's in the past. But
those guys are still heroes anyway, aren't they, Butch?
Well,
they're heroes anyway. I think about those guys even that went over to the Gulf War, and now we understand what really that was all about. But that doesn't make those guys who went over there any less heroes for laying down their lives for their friends. Right, brother?
Well, that's true. That's true.
We have to separate those things in our minds that even though the initiative may not have been good, their obedience to do the right thing certainly was.
Well, their heart was in the right place. And yes, I was naive, and they were too to a point. We trusted our man, our government. Their heart's in the right place. I wore the uniform not to disgrace it. I wore it because my dad did, and I thought it was the right thing to do. Now, I wouldn't do it again. That's side of the point. I did it then honorably. I did it because I thought I was doing the right thing. So, yes, these men and women who stood deserve our thanks because they did what was right at the time in their mind to do what was best for the people. Before we get into a lot of deep stuff, though, I want you to share your story about your grandson. Folks, I want you to pay attention to this. I was on a broadcast with Robert Pugh. An hour or so ago on his TV broadcast on Wisconsin Christian News, and he said, but you want to ask Coach this story. So I'm asking Coach the story about his grandson.
Well, okay, Butch, listen, I'll try to do it without crying, okay?
Sure.
Got, my wife and I have, we have 10 precious grandchildren, 10 of them under the age of 13, bunch of little ones, And our one little grandson, his name's Declan. He was when he was born, he's 20 months old, but when he was born, he was born without his stomach and large intestine being connected. So as soon as he was born, they rushed him to Children's Hospital, took him immediately into surgery, and reconnected his stomach and his intestines. Spent 44 days in Children's Hospital in the intensive care unit, and now he's just as feisty a little guy as you could ever imagine. So we're over here this last weekend. We're having a little bit of family reunion and cooking some hamburgers and hot dogs and all those kind of things. And my grandkids, as I said, we have 10. I made them running around here, and they said, "Grampy, could you move the car so we can ride our bicycles?" So I did what a good grandpa does. I go out and move the vehicles, and I got distracted, and the kids were all up, up away from the hill, a little bit away from me, and I got distracted and got in my daughter's big Ford Expedition, and I was moving it forward. Luckily, I was inching it forward, and as I was inching it forward, Butch, I ran over something, and I had a horrible feeling in my stomach, and jumped out of the car real quick and walked back at the rear of the car and looked over there, and there laid my little 20-year-old grandson, flat on his back, staring up at me with the biggest blue eyes that you've ever seen. And but I'll tell you, from the bottom of my heart, I thought I'd killed him. I thought I'd run over him. I thought I'd killed him. And I cannot explain the emotion that I had when I looked down into his little eyes with the realization of what had happened. And I reached down and I patted him on the chest to see if I'd crushed his chest. There was blood coming. He's bleeding in the face a little bit, quite a bit actually. Wasn't blood coming out of his nose. Didn't appear to be coming. His head seemed to be intact. I'm not trying to be too graphic here, but it's important people get this right.
Right.
And I put my hand down on his little chest. You're not supposed to move him, of course. And I put my hand on his little chest and cried out to the Lord. And Butch, that little guy started crying. And I picked him up, and I rushed inside in the house where we were cooking the meal, and his father was in there. And I handed him off to his daddy, and we dialed 911, and they came and transported him to Children's Hospital. It's about a half hour from where we're in downtown Columbus. And long story short, God performed a miracle, Butch. And let me back up a little bit, because the real part of the story that to me is most unbelievable is I walked out of the garage about a half hour before this incident happened. And I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you, Butch, but I heard the Holy Spirit almost audible, although, I've never heard his audible voice. But Holy Spirit stopped me and said, "Pray for your grandchildren now." And I kind of froze. I thought, "What? Pray for your grandchildren now." And I did, Butch, right there. I stopped right there, and I was obedient. I prayed, and I prayed Psalm 91, repeated Psalm 91 over them. "No evil befall them, no weapon formed against us going to prosper." And about 25 minutes later, there I am driving that car over the top of my little grandson. Now, Butch, to be honest, I don't know if I ran over him or not. I really don't know. He had horrible, what they called, when you rub your face on we have blacktop driveway.
Lacerations.
Yeah, they call it road. Yeah.
Road. Road. What do they call it?
Road rash. All over his face, and we took him to the hospital, and they did every test you could do, and all I could find was his face. That was the only thing that was wrong with him, if you can believe that, Butch.
I can believe it. Hallelujah. I can believe it.
I saw a miracle, Butch. I tell everybody, whether they want to believe it or not, number one, I heard the voice of God or the warning of the Holy Spirit. And number two, I saw that little boy pass from death into life right in front of me. When I laid my hand on him, life came into him. Now, I'm not saying that he was dead. Do you understand, Butch?
I understand.
But when I laid my hand on his chest, life came into that little guy. And it was, you know what the Holy Spirit said, Butch, later on? I couldn't sleep all night. Holy Spirit had me up. And the Holy Spirit said, "Haven't I been telling you they're after the children?" And boy, Amen. Oh boy, oh boy, Butch. Look across, look at what's going on. across America. Now, hang on, Butch. Let me share this one with you. The same hospital that we went to last week, my son's daughter, 16 months, 18. How old is she, honey? 18 months. She was in intensive care for pneumonia in the same hospital. So both of my grandchildren in that same intensive care unit with twice within a week, Butch. You tell me something isn't going on, brother? And it's, look, Butch, not only are they trying to kill them physically, but here's what's going on. They're killing them spiritually, Butch.
Oh, absolutely. Every day.
Public schools, transgenderism, homosexuality, atheism, all that stuff, pumping them right down their throat. But we got to stand up. We got to fight for.
Amen.
We got to fight for our children and grandchildren.
Amen. Before I get that, Dave, like I mentioned two prayer requests, I almost forgot them, and I'm glad you told that story because it reminded me of prayer requests. A very dear friend, old friend of ours, I haven't seen for several years now, she and her husband, her name is Katie. And she went in for an MRI day, didn't look good, different reasons, different problems. So keep Katie in your prayers, please. Just remember Katie, a very sweet lady. Katie, is, and also keep Daryl and PA in your prayers. Daryl's having a lot of trouble out of his strokes. Out of his stroke side, and he's having a hard time getting around, a really hard time getting around. So keep your on your prayers, too. Maybe the Lord touch him, give him some strength. But anyway, yeah, Coach, you're right. Our children are the prize. They always have been. They've always been the prize. Satan always goes to the children. That's why we offer him over almost 100 million to Moloch over the last 50 years. That's why we did that. I mean, Satan gets glory out of that. Satan gains influence out of that. Satan gains more control of society out of that. And now that we sacrifice your children on the altar to Moloch, physically, we're sacrificing souls on the same altar to all the devils and demons that run this world and the transgender sexual perverts, and I mean sexual deviants, that should be put to death. I'm not apologizing. I just did a sermon last Saturday, Coach, entitled Duty is Ours. If Christians did what the Bible said, these perverts would not be walking the streets, much less screaming at our ears and trying to pervert our children. It wouldn't be tolerated. They'd be put where the Bible says, put them in the grave. I'm not going to apologize for that. It's Bible.
Amen. I'm with you, Butch. And see, they have the book of Jude warns us about evil men crept in unaware, changed the truth of God into a lie, worship, serve the creature more than the creator. That's where we are, brother.
It's
exactly
right.
Where we are. But see, look, Butch, how about this one? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Did you know that Jesus Christ himself, in certain conditions, recommended suicide? I say that to people, and they say, what? He never did that. Yes, he sure did. He said it'd be better for you to put a millstone around your neck and throw yourself into the deepest part of the ocean.
That's right.
Than to mislead one of these little ones who believe in me. Think about that, Butch.
That's right. I agree.
The penalty for those, we stand back and we watch these little children be poisoned by our schools, by our libraries, by our society, and we, the church, doesn't raise a hand to push back against this. That's a pretty stiff warning. Because what did he say? That the little children, such are the kingdom of God. Right, Butch?
Amen.
That's what it is. And so the message I got from the salvation of my little grandson being saved from that from the accident is I'm more focused, more than ever, Butch, on the children.
Amen.
The children.
Amen.
Grandchildren are a crown of their grandfather, aren't they, Butch? Isn't it time we started acting like that?
I totally agree. And I'll say this, Coach, it's not just the ones who pervert them out in the open blatantly like the drag queen perverts. It's the parents that allow it. They're just as guilty as they are. And they're going to be damned and better off they would cast yourself into the sea. Parents that allow this are guilty as the ones who perform the acts. That's all there is to it, folks. I'm not apologizing for this. It's time for the church to quit apologizing. Don't apologize for righteousness. It's time to stand up and speak the truth. And I don't care if it who it makes angry. I don't care. The FBI can come and talk to me. They have before. I'm not afraid of them. I'm going to preach the Bible. That's why it says we're not going to save the country now, folks. The country's too far gone. But I'm not going down without telling the truth. Somebody's going to listen to my voice to my last breath. You may not listen, but you're going to hear if I'm breathing. That's all there is to it. Go ahead, Coach.
All those who hate me love death. Right?
Amen. Amen. And Proverbs 24:11-12 tell us that if we don't defend those that are innocent from death, we're guilty. He said we'll lose our souls. Folks, that's in your Bible. Proverbs 24:11-12, if we don't defend the innocent, we lose our souls. He said, your soul's in my hands. You read that for yourself. Go ahead, Coach.
Butch, can you imagine with the approval of the American church the approval of the American church. They are cutting off the penis of little boys.
Oh, yes.
Who are, they haven't even reached puberty, right, Bush?
Yes, yes. And they're giving out four-year-olds books from the UN and the WHO on how to masturbate to four-year-olds.
So, Bud, you've been a pastor a lot longer than me. I'm 70 years old, but I'm late to this Christian game, be honest with you, right, brother? But what's going on with the pastors? Why won't they get engaged?
They're dumb dogs. They're dumb dogs. They're dumb dogs.
Afraid to bark. Afraid to bark, right?
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
They're dumb dogs.
I have this theory on the bush that we're in the middle of a rude awakening. And then there's going to be a great awakening. And I've been, I need to write an article on this because I really, really believe that we are in the midst of we're moving from a peacetime pastor to a wartime pastor, Butch.
I agree.
And those guys who grew up, guys maybe my age, who came through some pretty easy times in the late 70s and the 80s and the sexual revolution and all that stuff. But it was really pretty easy to stand in the pulpit and be a pastor. It's pretty easy.
Sure was.
But brother, we're at war now, brother. We're at war. And unfortunately, I remind people that John Cooper, who used to be the football coach at Ohio State University, I'll never forget something he said at a coaching clinic, Butch. He said regarding football players and their aggressiveness, okay? He made this statement. He said, if they don't bite as puppies, they will not bite as a dog. Butch, I never forgot that.
Whoa, I like that.
I never forgot that, right? If our pastors aren't biting as young pastors, they ain't going to bite as old ones either, are they, brother?
No, they're not.
No. So the Lord is in the midst of doing something that we can't even fathom he's going to do, and that is there is a new generation of dogs who will bark. Isaiah 56:10, Israel's watchmen are blind. They're all dumb dogs, afraid to bark. No, sir. God's raising up a new standard and a new generation of pastors. And we're going to see it happen in your and my lifetime, Butch.
Well, are you familiar with the head basketball coach of West Virginia University, Bob?
Yeah,
I can't remember his last name now. I don't follow him. Bob, it's gone. But anyway, he made some kind of remark about this homosexuals and sodomite dogs on a radio broadcast, and a way that they said that he kind of spoke about them in a not polite way, and he apologized for saying that. They cut his pay $1 million a year. So,
yeah.
I mean, so this man apologized for telling the truth. And I bet you he goes to church every week, too. I bet you he does. And if I ever met him, I'd tell him he's a coward right to his face. I don't care who he is. He's a coward.
It's probably his church telling him to apologize. I suppose, Butch, probably.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, this is. But when people speak the truth and apologize for telling the truth, there's something really wrong with society. But something really wrong with the church that would if he were a part of my church and apologized, I'd ask him to leave.
Amen. Well, but you've been riding on this horse longer than I have. Let me ask you something, brother. At the great white throne judgment, when this whole thing winds down, is it the sin that gets cast into the lake of fire, or is it the sinner, Butch?
It's the sinner, my friend.
It's the sinner. Is that right?
That's what it says.
What have they told us, Butch? Love the sinner, hate the sin. Well, that sounds good. That makes us feel good, but that ain't scriptural, is it, Butch?
No, it is not scripture.
God hates with a perfect hatred.
He hates with a perfect, just like his love is pure and perfect, so is his hatred. And we're told to hate the same things he hates. But the church today embraces him because we don't want to upset anybody. We don't hurt the feelings.
But I get that. You know, we do a lot of street ministry, and I can't tell you the number of times I've heard people say, people coming out of the abortion clinic to murder their baby or whatever, I hear people say, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. But listen, Jesus Christ's love is available to everybody. But they're not all the children of God, right? Jacob I've loved. Esau I have hated. Doesn't it say that? God hates, Psalm 11:3, God hates all workers of iniquity. Right, Butch?
That's right.
We're on the same page here, aren't we, brother?
We are.
Christ's love is available. Available. We wish that none would perish. None, but they would come to the knowledge of the truth. But, apart from that, they are enemies of Christ. They're not my enemy. They're not my enemy, but they're enemy of the cross. And I'm going to hate what God hates, and I'm going to love what God loves. And I hate to tell people out there, God's got a lot of stuff that he hates that we are told to love.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. And we are, why are we ashamed? Why are we ashamed to tell the truth about Christ and his word? Why are we ashamed that the fact that we're told to stand for truth no matter what the cost? How come we're so ashamed of him that we would deny him before men? What is wrong with us? And that we deny him by keeping our mouth shut. We deny him by not standing up against evil. We deny him by condoning evil, tolerating evil. We deny him, my friend, every time we refuse to speak the truth to somebody because we don't want to hurt the feelings.
Are you to judge, right?
Yeah,
that's the mantra. See, again, because we do a lot of street ministry, I know this. I hear this all the time. Judge not. Judge. Who are you to judge? You guys are being judgmental. I said, dude, listen, let me tell you something. I'm not judging anything. Jesus is the judge. I'm the witness. I'm testifying to you that Jesus is going to judge you. In fact, the murdering of unborn babies, he's already judged that, brother. He's already judged that. Homosexuality, he's already judged that, my friend. See, we get caught up in the words and this lovey-dovey, Jesus loves everybody and everything gospel. Butch, we are in the mess that we are in because the church will not stand up, draw a line in the sand, and say here and no farther. If America is going to be righted, if we're ever going to get back on course and do what needs to be done, it can only happen through the church. We cannot expect evil men to do good things.
No, we can't. And unless the church repents, it'll never get back on track. And I see no repentance in the church, brother, because they can't understand that they need to repent. They don't see repentance there. I mean, they think, what have we done wrong? Well, I mean, what show us what we've done wrong. I mean, they don't understand that they sin by omission, if not commission. They don't get that at all.
No, but my wife, God bless my wife for 43 years. She said, listen, the Lord is, we hear about the separation of the sheep and the goats. My wife said, that's not what's going on now, honey. We're seeing a separation of the sheep and the sheep. And Butch, I thought, boy, is that ever it, right? The sheep and the sheep. Those who are in and those who are really in, Butch. That's what COVID is all about. That's
yes.
What the lockdowns are all about. That's what the church is closing up their doors and masking doing. Butch, the sheep from the sheep are being exposed to us right before our very eyes.
Well, that has to happen. Judgment begins at the house of God, right?
Amen.
And he knows those that are his. He knows this. He already knows this. He knows those that are going to stand and are standing. Unfortunately, we see very few. I see nobody in this area, as far as regular church is going on, that are standing and really taking a stand. They just don't get it. Folks, back at the break, a lot more to talk about and phone calls, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. If we haven't scared you away, we'll be here and you can talk to us. Don't go away.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in stable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back in the phone lines open. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And I got a message from Mick in New Mexico. Mick, if you listen, I'm sure you are, contact Coach. Okay, contact Coach as soon as possible. He wants to be able to help you if he can. Contact Coach as soon as possible, Mick. By email, and he's going to try to do what he can to help you. So give him a call. I mean, contact by email as soon as you can. And, folks, the line, I said, is open. And I know people say, well, Pastor Butch, you're preaching the same thing you preached 20 years ago. Folks, nothing's changed. Only it's gotten worse. It's the same message. The Bible doesn't change messages. I mean, we could go into the story of David and Goliath. We go into Phineas in Numbers chapter 25, where the righteous man Phineas took a spear and stabbed it through a Hebrew man and a harlot and saved the whole country because he did that. We could go through all those stories. We go from Atalaya, the queen that usurped authority and was taken down and slaughtered in the house of God. We could do all that. But it doesn't do any good. Nobody's listening. I mean, these are all good stories. We talk about Noah and the Ark. We can talk about Moses and all these. But these are stories that are very important to build faith. But by now, most of us out there should be outgrowing, not outgrowing the faith, but come up, be able to get into real meat, into real substance. But the Church of America today still wants to hear about David and Goliath. Now, what for? It's entertainment. Don't you know we're facing a Goliath today, much bigger than the Goliath that David faced? Much bigger. And where's the church? The church don't even pick up a slingshot. They don't pick up the sword and the shield. It doesn't stand for righteousness. It's afraid to offend somebody. Well, you might go to jail preaching like that. Well, I wonder why they arrested Christ. Why they arrest Paul? Why they arrest Peter? Are you better than them? No. Let's face the facts, folks. We're cowards. We're yellow-bellied, sniveling, jellyfish backbone cowards. That's what the Church in America is today. You get mad if you want to. Listen, donations down anyway. Quit supporting me. That's all right. Everybody else is too. Don't feel bad about it. Just quit supporting me and we'll do what we got to do. But it is what it is. And my message hasn't changed because God hasn't changed. Go ahead, Coach.
But it's a leadership issue. And I think if we, you know, I think most people, first of all, there's a couple different things we're dealing with. And I'm like you. I don't care if I make somebody mad. It's not my intention, right?
Right.
But the two things we're dealing with. Number one is the combination of the prosperity gospel, Jesus loves everybody gospel, the bless me gospel, that Jesus died on the cross to just to be able to be that ATM in the sky and give you whatever you need. And then the second part of the book, and I don't get into theological discussions because I'm not a theologian. I was raised Catholic. We had no end-time eschatology, right? But the idea that things are going to get worse is a good thing because it's going to usher in the rapture. Now, look, I don't care if the rapture comes. If it comes tomorrow, Butch, I'm out of here, right? I'm out of here. But the Bible says to occupy till he comes. Work till the sun, work while the sun shines because the day comes when no man can work. And we are sitting around. Many of our pastors tell me, Coach Dave, you are just fighting against the Bible. The Bible's predicting all this stuff. It's just going to get worse. And Coach Dave, just go about the business of getting souls saved. Well, I do. But my mom, God rest her soul, told me at a very young age, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Wouldn't it be better to teach some young kids not to fall into homosexuality rather than trying to rescue them once they get into it? To me, Butch, it doesn't even make sense. And if people really believe that the eastern sky's about to split and we're all going to be out of here, then why don't they go sell everything they have, give everything they own to the poor, and just live out these last days waiting for the end of days to come? See, Butch, I'm telling you, our behavior does not match what we claim to believe.
Not even close. Not even close. And that's the truth, folks. You know, we can testify and say what we want to say, but the truth is in the pudding, so to speak. What you see coming out of people, the fruit you see, and the courage you see, and the boldness you see come to Christ. You know, the Bible says the righteous is bold as a lion, but the wicked flee when no one pursueth. Well, I have to say this, Coach. If you're righteous, then why are you afraid? So what's the point? I mean, if you're fearful, you're not living righteously. Just that simple.
Well, but righteous
are bold as a lion.
It's the same principle I taught our young football players. I said, fellas, there's nothing wrong with being afraid. That's a natural reaction that you have. That guy on the other side of the ball, he's grunting and groaning and snorting, and he's big and he's fast and he's strong. There's nothing wrong with being afraid. But, fellas, there's something wrong with staying afraid. Something wrong with staying afraid. You got to figure out a way to get that guy down, right? And Butch, so we all battle fear, right? That's what January 6th was about, by the way. I was at January 6th. Haven't been arrested yet. But January 6th, what does the Bible say, Butch? If they smite the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. And isn't it amazing, Butch? They locked up leaders. That's what they locked up in Washington, D.C., those who had influence, those who were moving people. And I was a guy who was there, and I'm going to tell you, it's one of the most patriotic things I was ever part of. It was a bunch of old guys like me and you, Butch, who did nothing except carry MAGA flags and United States flags and Jesus flags. And it's the first insurrection in the history of the world where not one person was arrested for having a weapon. Nobody had a gun. We, as I said, MAGA flags and Peel to Heaven flags and American flags. But my. So what did they do? Well, we know the Constitution guarantees us the right to petition our government for a redress of grievances, to peaceably assemble to do it. So, Butch, they made sure that it wasn't peaceable.
Of course.
The government made sure that the event wasn't peaceable so that they could clamp down on us. And you know what's really sad? Again, the church hadn't figured it out. The church still believes that there was an arms insurrection that took place on that day, and it just isn't true. And one more thing, Butch. Where are the Republicans? Where are the Republicans trying to get these poor guys out of jail who've been in there for over 2 years and haven't even had a trial yet? But
even worse than that, Trump could have pardoned him before he lost office. He could have pardoned him. He didn't do it.
He could have thrown. Yep. I know, man. I know.
This is why I have no faith in politicians, and that nobody's going to save this country. No politician is going to save it. Nobody's going to save it until the church speaks up and people repent. And judgment starts at the house of God, but so should repentance, my friends. Repentance. I sit on back deck day, Coach, and sometimes I get a few minutes to do that. I sit on back deck in the sunshine and watch my cows graze in the field. I'm thinking, Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm so miserable. I mean, I miserably failed you so many times, so many ways. I'm so sorry for every thought that I've had that's out of order, every deed that I may do that's out of order. I'm so sorry, and I mean that. My heart's broken because I know just how what a weak sometimes servant I am. I ask for forgiveness and ask for more boldness to stand, and he'll give it to you. But I have for Coach, I first have to admit to my Father that I need help. I need forgiveness. I'm only a man, and by the grace of Christ, I have that given to me. But I have to still admit that I need help. I'm still weak. I still need guidance from His Word, from the Spirit. I still need these things. And that's why I ask people sometimes to help us keep the bills paid, because they're the ones that depend on to help do these things. I still need help. I'm only a man. I'm only mortal. I'm not perfect, Coach. And if you don't believe me, ask Marcia. She'll tell you how imperfect I am.
Yeah, I don't think any of us claim to be perfect, Butch, you know?
No.
Again, I always go back to my football coaching, because that was my life, Butch, and training men and helping guys overcome bravery and doing what needed to be done. And I know this, buddy, nobody ever scored a touchdown or prevented a touchdown by being in the sideline. It just never ever happened. And so, you know, we sit here and we think, isn't it about time somebody done something? Well, I say, dude, look in the mirror, because God always moves through people. But that's what the Bible's about, isn't it? It's stories of just normal men doing extra normal things through the power of Almighty God, using them, directing them, empowering them. And we have to realize that when we got, I know you got Jamie Walton on the other day, and Jamie Walton talking about the idea that it's a military assignment we've been drafted in, and we're commanded to go and to teach and to teach them to observe all we command. Butch, we haven't done any of that. We don't do any of that, Butch. No. They tell us we're not allowed to have religion and politics. We're not allowed to, you know, keep your religion to yourself. It's the exact opposite of what Jesus told us to do. We don't even do that very basic command.
No, we don't. No, we didn't. I just read the other day by Gideon. I'm sure you read by Gideon and what he did. And he was out behind the wine press trying to thrash out some wheat in secret so the Midianites would not take his food from his family. You know, the Midianites come in, they come in, they said, like camels are not numbered, they couldn't number them all. And come in like more like locusts, devouring the whole nation's food supply. And he's out behind his wine press trying to get some wheat put up before he caught him. And the angel said, "Hail, mighty man of valor." And I think about this. It's like this angel saying to me, I mean, look, who are you talking to? I mean, mighty man of valor. I'm back here trying to secretly get some food put up for my family, and I'm not a mighty man of valor. I'm just trying to survive. Well, that's how I feel too, folks. That's how Coach feels. We're not men of valor. We're just men trying to do what's right in the eyes of God for the sake of our children and grandchildren, and yours too. That's all we are. We're not supermen. We're not anything special. We're flesh and blood, mere mortals. That one day we'll lay down this flesh and die like everybody else. But we're going to stand by the grace of God and by His strength and power. Folks, our heart is beating because our Father allows it. We're breathing because He allows it. Every day we live is a gift from Him. And if you're out there tonight and you call yourself a believer in Christ and you're not doing anything to stop this evil, confront this evil, if you send the children to these public hell holes we call schools, shame on you. May God forgive you. You're destroying their soul. And He told you what would happen if people do that to children. So I'm telling you, folks, pay attention. Your breath is a gift. You waste it. That's up to you. One day you're going to draw your last one. The attorney kicks in. Where are you going to spend it, my friends? All right, let's just take a phone call. Let's take a call from Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch. You mentioned something about Wesleyan College and a football coach there.
Now, West Virginia University is who it was.
Oh, West Virginia University?
Yeah.
I came across an article, Wesleyan College University, and they're a Christian college.
Supposedly.
They're paying,
supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly. They're not. They're paying students to have abortions. They're counseling them how to have abortions. And yet, in the same article...
Actually, it's a Jesuit college, a very evil organization. The Jesuits are evil to the core.
True. not counseling the women who get pregnant who want to keep their babies.
No, no, of course not.
No. A Catholic institution, right? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You know, I go back, I don't mean to interrupt. I go back, I graduated from Otterbein College in Westerville, Ohio in 1975. When I went there in 1971, by the way, a Methodist university, didn't mean anything to me. But when my freshman year at Otterbein College, 1971, if a woman was caught in the dorm, you were expelled from school.
Yes. Yes.
In my lifetime, you understand?
Yes, I understand.
If a woman was in a man's dorm, the man and the woman were expelled from school, brother.
Yes.
That was a Christian university. How far have we fallen? To my son, God help me, Lord, I repent all the time. When I sent my son to Kenyon College up in the Gambier, Ohio, boys and girls lived on the same floor.
Cohabitation. Bush. Cohabitation.
That's all been done under the watchful eyes of the American church.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And under the eyes of parents to say they love their children.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, it doesn't make sense that a Christian college is going to pay for abortion. Of course, then again, it's Catholic. But, you know, where's the church at?
But Joe, there was a time when the Catholics were the pro-life. They were the ones standing up. They were the ones carrying the flag. They're not even doing that anymore, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know they really, and there's only a small, minute group of them that are doing it. They're still faithful in doing it, and it's crazy that the church is not doing anything. And more people who are outside of the church is standing up more for life than the people in the church.
Yep.
And it tells you where God's judgment is going to be. And it is sad that because the church is come under judgment.
Amen.
And you know, and the judgment is going to keep going. And it's going to keep progressing. I mean, I'm looking at this with the World Health Organization and Joe Biden and this treaty that they want to sign this coming up week. If it goes through, that's God's judgment.
Yes, sir.
And it's a judgment only because the church would not stand up.
I agree. I totally agree.
That's right. We're his team, aren't we? The devil's got a team. Jesus has a team. Isn't it about time for our team to take the field? I think it is.
Well, it's time that the saints of God realize that we're in a spiritual war, and we're going up against Satan. And the people don't realize it. I mean, this is something I'm getting ready to teach about, too. But we are in a spiritual battle. That battle began in the Garden of Eden. Christ took it down at the cross, but it's come back. It's not that Christ failed. He never will. But the people are willing to abandon Christ, just like Israel abandoned, you know, the Torah and God's laws, to go back to the filth and puke of the nations around them.
That's
God
true.
Judged them. The same thing is happening with us. This is a spiritual battle. And this battle will not be over until Christ returns and sets his foot on this earth and says, enough is enough. It's over.
Amen.
He'll make his enemies his footstool, is what it says, right?
Amen. That's what I said.
Come back as a conquering king. Yes, sir.
Good call, Joe. I got to jump. Good call. Thanks, my friend. Thank you. Appreciate it. Very good call. Let's go next to our brother Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch and Coach Dave, and I hope Coach Dave doesn't mind, but sometimes I accidentally call him Pastor Dobbenmeyer, and I think it's just as well as Coach does. So anyway, first off, praise the Lord for God's mercy to your two grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
And if someone doesn't see the finger of God in that, I don't know what they'll see the finger of God in.
Well, but I do, Daryl. Yes, sir. I see it, buddy, for sure. I see the hand of God more than the finger, buddy. I see the hand of God more than the finger.
Amen.
Yeah. And
yes,
so,
sir.
Praise the Lord for that, and praise the Lord for courageous men that stand up and speak the truth, like Pastor Butch Paw, like Coach or Dave, Pastor Dave Dobbenmeyer. So praise the Lord for men of courage. And Pastor Butch, you mentioned mighty men of valor, and how many times that's mentioned in the Bible in connection with men that did were what Doug Thornton calls wrecker. Those are men who, you know, they brag when they take their armor off rather when they just put it on. In other words, they're men of action who's they walk the walk. Yes, they don't just don't talk the walk.
Amen.
And so praise the Lord for courageous men, mighty men of valor. And one of you mentioned Psalm 91. I try to pray that every day. And we need to be praying God's protection on the mighty men of valor that we have out there, like Pastor Butch and Coach Dave. We just need to be praying for their protection daily, because don't think that they're not in the crosshairs of the bad guys. They're in the satanic, demonic crosshairs. And
yes,
so just I praise the Lord for both of you. And I want to thank you, Pastor Butch. I didn't ask Pastor Butch to ask prayer for me. When he talked to me today, he knew that I was hurting. And so I appreciate very much that your prayer for me there. But again, I just want to thank you both for being men of courage, and let someone else get on here. But I just want to say God bless you both. You both are in your families are in my prayers, and folks, they need to be in our prayers too. So please pray for Call to Decision Ministry, pray for Past Assault Ministries, and for Coach Dave Live, and just pray for them. God bless you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Daryl, and thanks for the information you're always sending our way, brother.
Good
we sure do appreciate it.
And let's go to Dino, Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Yeah, hi, Brother Dave and Brother Bush. I've been calling in for at least 15, 17 years. I sent out my report a couple of weeks ago on the poems. I assume you both read it, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. I just have a couple of questions first. What year was this when you were in trouble for praying on the field?
1997.
Oh, man, that's 25. 26, no. That's 26. 6 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. I was telling them then.
I remember that.
The British are coming. I was screaming for all I was worth. And, you know, that was my I saw the pastors run in.
I got saved in 1994. And what college were you at when this happened?
It was a high school. London High School, just west of Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, you're in Hebron, Ohio, correct?
Yeah, I'm in Hebron, yes, sir. By the way, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. Don't ever forget this. What the devil meant for bad, God meant for good. What looked like a loss of my career was an elevation into a new career. So we have to understand that sometimes God's hand doesn't feel good.
Right. And then you know, Past Assault. Hope he's with quite some of these down folks. Matthew 9:49, verse 50, Luke 14:34, Colossians 4:6, Mark chapter 9:49-50, where it says, you have good salt, but a little leaven will spoil the entire salt, Dave and Butch. And the Old Testament is in the New Testament is a spiritual salt, and the Old Testament refers to a valley of salt, which is physical, like fire and brimstone. We can agree on that, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. It becomes good for nothing except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. That's exactly what I believe we're seeing in America today.
Remember Thomas Paine?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Remember when Thomas Paine wrote the book Common Sense? Remember that?
Right, right.
Yeah.
And then out of there's about 320,000 churches in America. That's about 5,000 per state. And you said before, if you harm my children, a millstone. Well, yeah, that's what he said. Yep.
That's right.
Yep. That's the truth. And, you know, I'll let you go, but one thing about common sense, folks, I'll let you go, but it's almost 5 to 8. One more comment. Dollars and cents without common sense is total nonsense.
Good point. Good point. Thanks, Caldino. Good point. And, Coach, before we run out of time, we got about 2 or 3 minutes left. Tell the folks how they can find you, how they can contact you, email. How can people get in touch with Coach Dave Dobemeyer?
Well, thanks, Coach. I do a podcast every morning. And I got to get you on there. I've been threatened to do that for a while. We do it every morning at 7 a.m. And it's live. It's interactive. It's, internet access. You can get it on the phone, but it's interactive. And like I said, very, it's high energy. And we talk about this stuff, Coach. I do it every morning. In fact, I've done 1,896 shows. That was the number today, consecutive days, weekdays. And try to, with the salt of the earth, our ministry's past the salt ministries. So you can find me at CoachDaveLive.com. I'm Coach Dave, and I'm live. Easy to remember, CoachDaveLive.com. We've got a lot of good stuff there, a lot of broadcasts. It's all free. And, folks, we're in the business of trying to wake up the church, get the body of Christ engaged in the battle, and to stand up and defend the cause of Christ. So appreciate the plug, Butch. And brother, what good is it being on the team if you can't get in the game?
Amen. Amen. Put me in, Coach. Put me Amen. In, Coach. I'm not a sideliner. I never did like sitting down and watch a ball game. I don't like no. watch. I want to be in the ball game. Now, Amen, I know it sounds brother. Silly. Back when I was younger and I got on the field, I wanted to be on the game. I didn't want to sit on the side. I know it sounds silly, but it's true. Let's take one more quick phone call. Jeff in Nevada. Jeff, come on in. You got about 30 seconds. Come on in, sir.
Yes, I'd like to say Coach Dave, he's the coach. He's not a pastor. He trains people. And I've been out there, and I've been beaten, spit on, all that kind of stuff for preaching the gospel on the streets.
Amen.
I appreciate Coach to stand up and train people, because that's what the church is not doing. It's all about emotion, and it's no spiritual warfare. They have fallen. They have fallen. Now, I'm not saying all, but most. But
yes,
people need to be trained and have the experience. And what he done with me, invited me in and participated, I have the courage to stand up for the faith and go on the offensive and declare
Amen.
The death and burial resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank
Jeff.
You for calling, Jeff. Hallelujah. What,
Amen,
what a powerful
God
testimony.
You.
Praise God. Well, Coach
yes,
Dave Dobemeyer,
I
know it's what we do. You know, that's what we try to do. And if people just pay, if my people would stand up, but they won't, they call themselves his people. I will say this, Coach, and let you go. His true church, his true believers will and are standing up.
Oh,
the
yeah.
masses
oh,
in
yeah.
Matthew 7 say they loved him and done what they did. All that. Yeah, I never knew you. So you deny him before men and keeping silence, folks, you're none of his. Coach Dave, thanks a lot, my friend. I'll be in touch. You keep in touch, okay?
Good man, Butch. God bless you, buddy. Thanks.
All right, God bless. Folks, I'll see you tomorrow night with Doug Thornton. See you there. Have a great night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.